how to choose the right topic. Hello, Malcolm here with your 2-minute teaching tip on this, based on this book by David Bosseau, Plain Speaking. Now, do you prefer being given a choice of what to speak about or having a topic given to you when it's your turn to speak, to preach, to teach? Both ways have their advantages, but either way, we have to make some decisions. Three things are necessary, according to Bosseau, which let me give you those now. Number one, the topic must be right for you. Does it matter to you? Do you know enough about it? I was asked to do a workshop recently on a topic I don't really know much about. Although I could do it, I didn't have enough time to do the research, so I said, no, I'll do something else. That's the first thing. Topic must be right for you. Secondly, the topic must be right for your congregation. In other words, just because you're excited about something doesn't mean you should preach it and teach it. If it's not useful to the people you're speaking to, it's a waste of their time and yours, and you're not honoring God's word by doing that. Sometimes we need to get off our own hobby horse long enough to ask a few questions about what's needed and what's helpful, and then focus on that. That will help you choose the right topic. And the third thing is that the topic must be right for the time allotted. For example, someone gives you the topic, the Sermon on the Mount, and they give you 15 minutes. It is an impossibility to do that. You could do a skim overview, but you're not going to do anything meaningful on the Sermon on the Mount in 15 minutes. You could do one of the Beatitudes or possibly one of the parables, that's fine. But whatever topic you choose or section of scripture has got to fit within the time that you have available. So, to wrap up, when is the earliest you can find out the topic or decide on it? I would recommend a month in advance if possible. That way you'll be able to think all this through. And also, why not make a list of the ways that will help you to decide on a topic that fits the 3 points that we've talked about here today? Well, has today's tip been worth 2 minutes of your time? I certainly hope so. And until the next time, remember to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.